Item number three, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2020 strategic plan and financial forecast by Jim Forte, Planning and Development Manager, and David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm going to talk to you about our strategic plan in your materials. For this item, you received a marked up or redlined version of last year's strategic plan showing you the changes and revisions that we'd made. The strategic plan is a product of your management team's input. Michelle Jouar and her staff look at the proposed budget and make sure that items that are included in that budget are representative of items that are in the strategic plan. What I'm going to do this morning is I'm just going to go through some highlights of some of the changes, and please stop me if you have a question. If I can't answer it, I'm going to point to the appropriate management team member to do that, so that you understand what we're about and what we're going to be doing over the next 12 months. Essentially, the mission statement and the guiding principles and even the goals of the strategic plan did not change. These were established back in 2007, and with just a couple of edits since that time. We still think that they're appropriate. Goal one is to develop water resources. This right in here is just some editing. One of the things that we are starting to be more active in, and something that has drawn a lot of attention throughout the state, is what happens at that edge between where you have a property owner using what they assume to be groundwater, and that property is adjacent to a river. There is a great deal of debate as to what that interface is, whether groundwater users are actually using surface water, how the surface water and the groundwater move between aquifers and that type of thing, and we are going to be actively involved in those studies. We're going to embark on an integrated water resources plan. Even though there is a state and regional water planning process that is very efficient, that planning process doesn't consider the integration of those projects into the Brazos River Authority's water supply system, how that affects other strategies that we already have in place, and how that all those strategies affect our cost and our business model. We think that having that available to us, going through everything that's available in terms of water resources, will be very beneficial into the future as we start prioritizing and attempting to undertake specific projects. Prior years, we talked about managing the dams, but we didn't talk about the facilities around those reservoirs, the campgrounds, the other activity areas. So we added that as a component. Chuck Wolf will talk to you, has already been talking to you, and will talk to you again this afternoon or later on in the meeting about the risk-based asset management program. Chuck will also can enlighten you on some of this infrastructure hazards information. But as things evolve, as we become aware of certain activities that need to be undertaken, obviously they get embedded in this plan, and then there's a corresponding area within the budget to address that. Did I go past? We already operate and maintain a number of water treatment and wastewater treatment facilities, both those that we own in terms of the East Williamson County plant, but also those owned by our customers. This just represents a realignment to where we put the two water treatment plants first, and then the rest of these are wastewater treatment plants. But we continually are asked by other entities throughout the basin whether we are interested in operating and maintaining their facilities. It's something that we've established as a core business. We have a very high reputation in terms of the quality of that we deliver. Our customers are very appreciative of what we do for them, and we feel it's appropriate to use our expertise where necessary or where appropriate for other customers to come to us and us to take advantage of that, both from an operational standpoint as well as an economic standpoint. The more of these treatment plants that we have, the more of our overhead we can distribute outside of our water system to these facilities. We continue to expand our interest in environmental activities. Tiffany Morgan has suggested that this language is now appropriate with respect to the various items that are in events that she's involved in. I think we've briefed you a couple of times on this, what we call the CCAA, again, that Tiffany has been pursuing with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department, as well as other studies that we're undertaking on our own volition. We talked to you when we mentioned the system operation permit and the distribution of that water, that we will be making a donation of firm water to the Texas Water Trust. It'll be the first firm water donation that we're aware of to the Water Trust. We've been working very hard with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department to determine how that water will be used. Again, expanding our environmental and water quality activities and interests to continue to address water quality throughout the basin. Again, Chuck Wolf will talk to you later on today about our asset management and those types of activities. This is actually was moved from down here up to give it a little more of an emphasis in terms of our transparency and our continuing efforts to become to be more available to the public, to be have them informed of our activities. We removed the concept of putting our check registers online, and this stems from an evolution of that process, and that when you put your check register out there, you put a facsimile copy of your check, and it has a number of pieces of information on it that scammers and fishers and those types of folks can extract and try to perpetrate fraud and that type of thing. So we no longer, and I don't think any governmental entity, David, and you might correct me if I'm wrong, but no governmental entity, excuse me, that I'm aware of puts their check register online anymore. Enhancing some of our computer network activity as well. Human resources, pursuing relationships with local entities, universities, higher education, trying to access them for recruitment. Things got here. Again, Chuck Wolf will report to you this afternoon or later on. I'm sorry. I'm not presupposing we're going to be here this afternoon. I apologize for that. On our project management activity, again, we're evolving our data sharing with consultants and making sure that those are secure connections. And I think this is probably my last one. Again, you know, looking at continually improving our health and safety culture. The health and safety moment that David mentioned to you, and we have internal meetings, that's always something that's the number one item on the agenda. David, this thing's got a hair trigger. You got to be careful. That completes my presentation. I'll come if any of the board members have any questions or any edits or changes. Yes, sir.
At the very beginning of your statement, you said something. I'd like you to clarify that groundwater is possibly being surface.
I'm not going to be an expert on that. Who wants to field that? Brad, you probably.
Well, Yeah, I can try. You know, there's...
Y'all, can y'all hear?
Yeah.
Okay. So some groundwater aquifers are really deep, you know, and the water that's down there has been there for hundreds or thousands of years, and I think there's not much debate there, but whenever you're talking about shallower systems along the rivers, the Brazos Valley, down where Director Wilson is from, you know, there's the Brazos Alluvium down there, and there's, I guess, evidence on the side of pumping from the alluvial aquifer affecting the river and vice versa. And we feel like there's more and more evidence now of the relationship there. There's also the whole legal side of that as well, you know, and lawyers can argue about it all day long. But as a river authority, we depend on the river to get water, you know, downstream, to move water to our customers. And what we're focused on more is just improving the science so that we understand the scientific basis of what is the interaction there so that we can manage it more effectively. That's, in my opinion, what Jim was alluding to there.
The body of data is not sufficient to really prove or disprove any of the variety of theories that aquifers contribute to flow or flow contributes to aquifers. And we've been working with, for example, with the Baylor University Geology Department for the last 3 years studying the Brazos Alluvium here in McLennan County, and we're going to extend that research further down the basin. And we found that there's no consistency even within that aquifer, that there's indications that water quality changes and doesn't change based on flow. So we're just trying to improve the science.
Right.
And this is an ongoing legislative issue, and what water belongs in the river, what water's going to recharge. And you've heard me say this before, especially with the mussels. If we're going to be on one side of an argument in the future on how that questionable water is managed, we just need some science. So that's what we're, Director Leslie, that's what we're looking for.
Is there any delineation of record, or how do you determine, particularly in Brazos County and Burleson County, where there's a lot of oil operations going on, they're drilling for frack water to produce the wells. Is there any restriction as to how close to the river they can get to put in a well for frack water?
No. And that's where some of the argument comes up.
That's where it depends on whose water you're using, because they use a lot of water for fracking wells.
Absolutely.
And absolutely.
Obviously, if they can drill a well as close as they can to a water well where they need the oil drilling, it's a lot cheaper than trucking water in from miles away.
And most of the opinions out there on this subject are more anecdotal than scientific. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is contribute to the building the library of the scientific knowledge to address that issue.
We're really not trying to restrict the ranchers from having water wells and all along the Brazos.
I want to be very clear that we're not trying to do that, nor are we trying to claim water. We are simply interested in the science of determining how that water flows out of the river or back into the river, because we know that happens. So before that water war happens way down the road, we need the science to stand behind to take a side.
That's good. Thank you.
Yep.
If you don't have any more questions, David Thompson is going to come up and talk to you about our budget. I'll come back on a subsequent item and ask you to adopt the strategic plan.
Thank you.